Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. Also known as the Astrology Hour, on KFOX, 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And good greetings, good day. Good day to you, Southern California. No damage, right? No damage, oy. Okay. Well, we're going to have to do a topic on earthquakes. And this is a prepared show. I thought about this last night. This is the truth. I actually wanted to do a topic on earthquakes today, and I planned it out last night, even though I couldn't sleep. Once again, KFOX Radio. Explicitly, the Astrology Hour is the first and only radio station and media in Southern California to warn you about the earthquake before it happens. It's funny how the rest of the stations and seem to tune in on it afterwards when it's news. But we do like to show you that astrology does work. You know, I have a couple of editorial comments about this quake that happened this morning at 7:26 in the morning in Los Angeles, about a 4.1 quake. And it's funny how I called all the news services and I explained to them that we on KFOX let Los Angeles know about this quake. And do you know, no one picked it up except the Times, the LA Times, who may do a small story on it in their Metro section about this. And I think it's important because I think that earthquake prediction is very important not only to save lives, but to prepare us in case there is a major quake, because this quake we had is the first in a sling of quakes we're expecting during what is going to be referred as probably as the earthquake season in Southern California through May. And if you've been listening to this show, you'll notice that we did put Los Angeles and Southern California on an earthquake watch about five shows ago. And I believe yesterday during the news I said that we are on a definite earthquake watch. And a lot of people out there have been thinking, Farley, what gives you the right, or how could you possibly know there's going to be a quake? And it's not that difficult to figure out. Number one, I have Los Angeles's chart, which is something that was sent to me by Miss Pulak a long time ago. In case you're wondering about the date, time, and city of birth, obviously it's L.A. for this chart. L.A. is a Virgo with Sag rising and Moon in Aries. It was born September 4th, 1781. We have 12 o'clock p.m. Standard Time. That's Pacific Standard Time. And I'll give you a listing of all the planets for L.A. so you can make a chart if you'd like. Sag rising at 3 degrees, Saturn in the first house in Sag at 14, Mars in Capricorn at 17 in the second house, Pluto in Aquarius at 5. And then in the fourth house, we have the Aries moon at 4 degrees, and Venus is conjunct that moon today. That's partially why there's a watch. Uranus in the seventh house in Cancer at 3 degrees, so there's a moon square Uranus in LA's natal chart. That's why it's easy to predict an earthquake whenever anything goes into early cardinals, because it sets off that moon square Uranus, and Uranus is the planet of earthquakes. So we're having a Venus conjunct the moon in Aries for LA, square Uranus in Cancer. Not only that, but LA has Neptune in Libra at 4 degrees, exactly opposed the 4 degrees Aries moon, and T-square, the 3 degrees Cancer Uranus. So whenever anything goes into early cardinals, it sets off a T-square. Now, you got to believe, with Saturn and Uranus already in late Sag and getting ready to go into Capricorn, and Mars getting ready to go into late Sag and early Capricorn, we're going to have us three grand squares and three grand crosses in LA's natal chart. That means soon we're going to have a Mars oppose Uranus, and we're going to have a Uranus oppose Uranus. That's what LA is going through, and a Saturn oppose Uranus. And then all those planets will be T-squared by Venus and Neptune in Libra, Venus at 8, Neptune at 4, and Moon in Aries at 4. So any fool could see that LA's first house of appearance, fourth house of home, seventh house of relationships, and tenth house of career are lit up for a shakeup. And first house to me would mean the appearance of the city, and fourth house, the home, would be the homes that reside in this city, and seventh house would be the people that live here, and the 10th house would be all of our careers affected by any kind of sudden tumble. And that is really why whenever anything goes early cardinals, I set up an earthquake watch. And that is why we are having such a long earthquake watch up until May. Also, on top of that, see, Jupiter going into Taurus in May is going to square LA's Pluto in Aquarius at 5 degrees. So, you know, LA's chart is lit for, talk about midlife crisis. Of course, this city is over 200 years old, so it's a little difficult to analyze the astrological effect of a city. But, you know, I called up AP Associated Press today, and his comment was, no way AP's going to touch this. And I'm sitting there saying, I was on Fox Channel 11. I got documented with the two predictions from October 1st and October 3rd, the one I did October 2nd on K-Rock to predict the October 3rd quake, and then 10 days warning for the October 1st quake right here on K-Fox. And now this quake, three quakes in L.A. predicted within 5 to 10 days, and called Eyewitness News. They weren't interested. Called, ready for this, KNBC, who is doing a show on astrology, already did a bad piece, I understand, on Thomas Jacobson. He was very outraged and upset about that. And KNBC has the gall to do a negative show on astrology tonight during their news. Don't even bother watching it, right? Unless you just want to get sick. And they refused to talk to me about these earthquake predictions, which, as far as I'm concerned, validate astrology more than almost anything. Because what could they possibly use to predict earthquakes? Nothing, except astrology. And people are out there trying to say that the astrological configurations of the planets, like the locations of the planets, do not affect the Earth's crust. And once again, I reiterate, give me a break, because obviously we've proven right here in the Astrology Hour that these movements of the sun and the moon, and notice that most earthquakes happen in the morning. And that's not a mistake, because the most incredible effect of the day are the most powerful ascendant on a city. The most powerful rising sign would be at sunrise, because it's that solar energy coming over the horizon that would trigger a vulnerable shelf. See how it works? So it doesn't really matter where the sun is if the rest of the planets are set up. Now, I don't want anyone to be worried or scared, and I'm not trying to create panic in this city, because I'm not going anywhere, because like I told Jack Jones from the LA Times this morning, even though some Caribbean psychic predicted LA would fall in the ocean in May, and Nostradamus also predicted some pretty heavy stuff, I don't believe, and I reiterate, I don't feel LA is going to fall into the ocean ever. I think it's absurd. I think that LA may be hit with a very powerful quake that could be dangerous or damaging, but it may affect maybe one major suburb, like it did Whittier or like it did Sylmar. I really feel that it would take a quake of nuclear proportion to shake the entire LA County area, which is huge. It's hundreds of square miles. So it's utterly ridiculous to even imagine anything like that, much less allow it to manifest. Now, I'm going to give you some dates so you can mark your calendars as far as when we feel LA is more susceptible to, and actually the entire California coast up into and including San Francisco is more vulnerable or subject to possible quake effects. But actually, whenever we have any early Aries transits now, we're vulnerable, right? Because this grand square that I talked about in LA's chart, the Libra, the Aries, and the Cancer T-square that's in the natal chart, being set off by Aries stress, notice Venus just went into Aries. Almost imminent. Venus has been squaring Saturn and Uranus natally, and now all these planets have set off LA's grand square, so that probably is the reason why we had the quake. Now, Venus just went into Aries less than 48 hours ago, and it will peak in this effect here in 48 hours. So we might be subject to another bing, bang, boom, one quake after another within 48 hours, but I don't know if it's going to be a Whittier aftershock like this one this morning was. It could be located in another area of the city. And Venus right now, if you heard the news, is at 2 Aries. So in the next 48 hours, it will go 3 and 4, and then exactly conjunct LA's moon, exactly oppose LA's Neptune at 4 Libra, and then by tomorrow, of course, in the next 48 hours, will T-square LA's Uranus. And as you know, maybe you don't, Saturn and Uranus will both enter Capricorn. Saturn will go into Capricorn on the 13th, 3:57 p.m., Uranus into Capricorn less than 24 hours later on the 14th, 4:36 p.m. So considering these heavy transits with the Aries moon happening Friday the 19th at 10:35 a.m., we are looking at potential quakes almost every 2 days at sunrise. And most quakes will occur at sunrise because of that solar effect. But like I said, what happened to me this morning is I knew there was going to be a quake this morning, couldn't sleep. And it threw me out of bed. I tried to go to bed early so I could beat the sunrise and be up for it, right? When it started shaking, it was like an Atlantean instinct. I jumped out of bed and looked for a door opening to hide in, right? But it was over by the time I found one. I was worried about my birds and things falling on them, too. But still, it was over so quick. You know, some of these quakes can last for a minute or 2 minutes. But, you know, the interesting part about KFOX and the Astrology Hour is you're going to get coverage on an earthquake in Los Angeles as long as I haven't left town, right? Unlike any coverage you'll get anywhere in the city on any station, and I'm not waving a flag or or shouting ego or anything, but what I'm trying to do is prove to you that astrology does work. And even though other networks and radio stations refuse to air this information, at least right here on KFOX, we let you know ahead of time when the earthquake potentials occur. It's difficult to pinpoint a day and a minute of a quake. I'll be honest with you. I think it's wonderful that we can predict quakes using astrology 5 to 10 days in advance. I mean, if you think about it, that's better than any other program or any other system anybody else has developed, except for some people that get headaches and are irritable and go through sleepless nights. For some reason, the media doesn't choose to pick that up. They just like to cover the damage. Isn't that weird that the news media, and I called KNX this morning, talk radio, and I called KFWB and all these big news stations to let them know that we had predicted the quake. All they're looking for is damage and death and destruction. That makes me really sad. I'm afraid to tune into any of these stations and listen to the news anymore, because all they report is death and bloodshed and murder and crime and all this trauma. And it saddens me that this type of stuff goes on in the media, like this thing KNBC is doing a negative report in the New Age. Who the hell do they think they are to really come out with a negative report of the New Age? Like, they're experts, right? They're experts on truth. If anything, they will blow a major portion of LA's listening audience out of the water. It even saddens me that a guy like David Letterman would even associate with a network like that. The number one network, right? And they come out with negative publicity on the New Age. It's easy to find frauds in any area. You can go ahead and find frauds in any area and bring about negative publicity. If they were smart, then they could have created a beautiful piece, the positive effects of the New Age, and could have taken some of these people that they interviewed and they researched, like Thomas Jacobson, and could have created a beautiful expose on some of the positive aspects of the New Age. But instead, they tried to find frauds and tried to find little quirks or weird things about New Age things that ordinary people might think was strange, and they create negative publicity. And, you know, I think that there's got to be some people in the NBC staff that are shocked and amazed that this type of stuff is presented over the media waves. I mean, if this is the way you get listenership, give me a break. You're going to turn people off. Anyway, welcome to the Thursday edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio on earthquakes. We're going to continue more with this topic as we discuss the importance and the detail of Mars going into Capricorn, and that'll be going on February 22nd at 2:15 a.m., Then we'll have three planets in Capricorn, and Mars is usually a planet that does trigger quakes, just like Uranus. And with Mars and Saturn and Uranus all together lined up, laser beam in Capricorn, and setting up three grand squares to LA's chart, I'm sure that starting now on the 11th all the way through to the end of February and then continuing through May, we definitely need to be earthquake aware in Southern California. In the meantime, if some of you have been wondering whether astrology works or not, guess what? You know, like, I would assume after the quake, if you've been listening to the show, that maybe you've changed your mind and maybe you've reached a fork in the road that might convince you that possibly you should get involved in astrology and understand it as a science. Not only do the planets affect cities and countries and nations and the shelves that affect this Earth, but you better believe they affect us as magnetic electronic creatures, the movement of the planets. We call that transits. And everyone has a natal effect or a birth effect. When you're born, you come out of the womb and you inhale your first breath. We'd like to sort of freeze the planets in space, the sun, the moon, the sign on the horizon, eastern horizon, and where all the planets are. And we come up with what is called the natal effect of the natal chart. And in this way, we are literally able to zero in on a person's destiny and basic vibration. So it's a wonderful way to help figure life out. We are public supported, so thanks for your support. You keep us on the air. My name is Farley Malaris. You're listening to the Earthquake Edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. In case you're listening in February of 1988, February 11th, we had a quake this morning, as predicted right here in the Astrology Hour, 5 days in advance. And we're in an earthquake watch. You better believe it. I'm looking for some shakeups during Valentine's Day. I really hope there aren't any. I don't like quakes. I don't like to see people hurt or injured. But boy, I sure would like to see this science of astrology develop to a point where we can have some notice on TV and radio so at least we can batten down the hatches, you know? But at least our listeners here at KFOX knew about these quakes ahead of time. That's why you never know when to tune into the show and find out what's going on. I'm Farley Malaris. This is KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative, and we have some comments about the quakes. Let's go to Jean on line 3. Hi, Jean.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine. Listen, I was wondering, can you pinpoint to an area within Los Angeles, like Rancho Palos Verdes was incorporated September 7th, 1973. And I was wondering, could you make a chart as to that date and see how the transits would affect that particular city?
Exactly. You know, that is really how it works more than anything. If we had all the charts of all the incorporated areas, we are aware that L.A. County is affected by a potential earthquake by looking at L.A.'s chart. But we can actually zero in on the epicenter and really make a science out of this by zeroing in exactly on a date of a particular community or township. You said 1973?
September 7th. I couldn't get a time on it, though.
That's the key part. We do find that Rancho Palos Verdes does have a Capricorn moon and does have Jupiter in Aquarius with Saturn early Cancer at 3 degrees and Pluto in early Libra at 3. So Rancho Palos Verdes does have the early cardinal planets, which could possibly trigger earthquake effect. Why was there a quake in Rancho Palos Verdes?
We just felt a little bit of this morning's, you know, at 7:26, but it was just so minor. I was wondering if you could predict the...
Yeah, it's hard to zero in on one particular locality. I think it's excellent that at least we're able to bring to Southern California the fact that a quake is about to happen, or at least there's a strong percentage chance that it will happen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. We have another comment on the quake. Let's go to Dorothy. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Farley. I was waiting all evening last night after the wind died down and it got really hot. I was out carrying food around for the homeless shelters with my husband and a friend. I said, we're going to get an earthquake.
I looked at the transits last night and I thought to myself, God, are we lit up for a quake or what is this? I said, I better do a topic tomorrow because I think we're going to have one by the weekend. And darn, you know, if I would have done a topic yesterday, then I'm sure it would have been a lot more significance. But you've heard our earthquake warnings, haven't you?
Oh, yes. I have all my bottled water and my canned and packaged food.
Oh, I have over 100 cans of food because you never know in case there is a quake if the supply routes will be cut off or if the water and gas and power will be cut off.
We manage an apartment building with 78 units. I have to know how to turn off the water and the gas.
Oh, wow.
And the electricity.
So you did have the vibe. Now, do you have a feeling there's going to be another one?
I'm looking at my ephemeris this morning while I was having my coffee. And it looks like Saturday night through the night sometime, Mars will conjoin and the moon's going to square. And
yeah, well, there's a moon.
New moon.
There's a moon, Saturn, Mars, Uranus conjunction Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The moon's void course at 10:34, but most of these quakes happen between 6 and 8.
Yes.
For some reason, I haven't seen too many Southern California quakes after 8 a.m.
Not usually.
For some reason, I can't imagine that. I think the sun does trigger that stuff.
Call KABC, too.
Oh, what, to tell them about it?
Yes. I said, why don't you listen to Farley Malrus? He's been telling us when we're going to have these things. Why are you so surprised? They hung up on me.
Can you believe that? You know, it's like, I'm telling you, these stations, they only want to present the trauma part. The LA Times told me, we don't want to print anything because we don't want to panic the city. Would they rather we have a bunch of dead people walking around? I mean, what the heck? You're not going to panic a city, but...
I just wouldn't want to be working on the subway.
Well, you know, not only that, Dorothy, but I would rather know that there's a possibility for a quake, so maybe I could take some things down off the shelves or lock up the cabinets, clear out some things, so in case it does happen, that you limit the damage and maybe you won't have things falling on your head as much.
There's some people that have treasured things that could be broken in one of these things
that
they could safeguard.
That's why I'm not afraid on my show on KFOX to let my listeners know, because my listeners don't panic. If anything, they're the most earthquake-aware group generation in the city. So what they do is they tell...
TV.
What'd they say?
How are we going to get you on TV?
We're working on it. We're trying to manifest it. I'm ready. I release it to God, you know?
I'll hang beads on you, make you a crystal hat. What does it
take? Dorothy, God bless you. You know what I did last night before the quake? I shaved. I created a little goatee and cut most of my beard off and I thought, I got to do something. I can't sleep here. I'm just going to shave, you know. But
you have to do something. And sometimes when I tried so hard to center in on it. The other time is when I think it was on the 22nd, I think that there is a really tight aspect.
Yeah, there's a lot. I'm going to go over those now, and thank you for your call.
It's great.
Okay.
I love it.
Thank you, babe.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now let's go over the dates of the highest percentage. First of all, the early Capricorn transits. With Saturn and Uranus in early Capricorn most of the year, let's face it, 1988 is a very vulnerable year for us, but we focus on the inner planets like Mars going into Capricorn on the 22nd, so that week is going to be also something to be noted. Also, I noticed when the moon changes signs, like the moon changed signs this morning at 6:36 in the morning, went into Sag. And a lot of times, the sunrise and the moon changing signs within an hour of each other will also trigger that potential. Now, the sun will go into Aries on March the 20th at 1:39 in the morning, the vernal equinox. So with Saturn and Uranus in Capricorn, there'll be once again another double T-square, grand square, grand cross on LA's chart that last 2 weeks in March. And then Jupiter and Venus will both enter Taurus. They'll be conjunct, and they'll be conjunct right around the middle of March, oppose Pluto. And we're not going to get a Jupiter oppose Pluto until later in the year, but end of April, April 30th, Jupiter will be opposed Pluto, and beginning of May, Jupiter will also be opposed Pluto, and then it'll move on, and that's when most of the earthquake aspect, I believe, will be over. One last aspect will happen when Venus goes cardinal again at zero Cancer on the 17th of May, and then it'll be on LA's Uranus in Cancer, and Saturn and Uranus will still be early Capricorn, so there'll be all kinds of grand squares and T-squares going on during the first Cancer transit. So, you know, this is definitely a time in Los Angeles. Now we've had two quakes in October and one here in February. And we should be aware that this quake today was a Whittier aftershock, but I am still looking for another epicenter, another center to be focused on, because I do believe that the shelves are completely vulnerable. The San Andreas Fault in particular is very, very shaky right now. And I do think that with the planets in transit the way they are affecting LA's chart, that we are subject to some possible shakeups. Let's go to some more earthquake callers. We have Ann on line 8. Hello, Ann.
Hello, Farley. I have two questions. First of all, you began giving us the planets, and I either neglected or perhaps you didn't complete the degree of the Sun, Mercury, and Jupiter. And the second part of my question is the fact that Mars going into Capricorn trining LA's Sun, wouldn't that modify the dangerous or extreme result?
Well, LA Sun is 12 Virgo, so it's going to take a while before Mars trines that Sun. Frankly, partially because, let me see. See, Neptune is trying LA Sun right now, and that helps because that might reduce the danger or the complexity of or the intensity of the quake.
Perhaps give it a constructive way to release itself.
Yeah, exactly the type of quake we had today, which is like a pressure release quake that was kind of harmless. I don't think there was any damage. But Mars will trine LA Sun March 10th and 11th, which is good because during the quake in October, Mars was in Virgo and squaring Saturn and Uranus on those days. So at least Mars is conjuncting Saturn and Uranus now. And whenever Mars comes into aspect to Uranus, like it's within a conjunction now. See, notice the first quake on October 1st, Mars was square Uranus. And now Mars has just come into conjunction to Uranus, 22 Sag, Uranus 29 Sag. So it seems like LA's quakes sometimes are triggered by this Mars-Uranus relationship.
Huh. Where is the Mercury and Jupiter in the natal chart?
Mercury is located at Leo 27. So we have a Sun opposed Mercury right now. And Mercury retrograde in Aquarius at 20 is also opposed LA's natal Mercury. And what'd you ask? What was the other question?
Jupiter
in Scorpio in the 12th house at 21 degrees is being squared by the Mercury retrograde right now at 20 Aquarius retrograde and also being squared by the Sun at 22 Aquarius. So LA's chart is pretty stressed out this morning.
Thank you very much.
Good questions. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to continue with another call. Ann has a question on earthquakes. I'm sorry, if you have personal forecasts, we will get to you. So just hang in there, but this topic is very important, as you know. If this type of topic has helped you become more of a believer in astrology, then congratulations. We now go to author and astrologer John Stevens, who has a comment on the earthquake. Hey, Uncle John.
Hi, Farley.
Thank you for calling.
I just wanted to call and, first of all, applaud your efforts in telling people about the truthfulness and the viability of astrology, you know, not only for earthquake prediction, but for many things, which, of course, I heartily agree with.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Yes, I've been following it on and off and hearing your observation. Another thing that I wanted to comment is in your talk, I think about a week ago, on materialism versus spiritualism, which I thought was just terrific. But as we understand, astrology is a spiritual science, I guess if you could call it that way, and what we're trying to do is understand the vibrations that create things. And like you said, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that now that Saturn is making the conjunction to Uranus, that we are definitely in earthquake period here, and now with that Mars making the conjunction, that's going to be with us for a while. But as you noted, with these planets moving into Capricorn, with that further grounding of the Earth's vibration, then this makes it more liable to more strongly affect the Earth's crust.
Mm-hmm.
See, I, like you, don't want to put fear into people. Even as Nostradamus said, everything that he predicted could be mitigated and even made into a positive way instead of a disastrous way, and it depends upon the consciousness of the people. And I think the most valuable thing that we have to offer through all of this, through earthquake prediction and earthquake awareness, is that these things can be mitigated. And of course, Uranus not only rules earthquakes, but it rules mass consciousness and getting the message out, the message of metaphysics and the greater spirituality for mankind. And if we can come together in that, then these terrible earthquakes, which have been predicted, can be greatly mitigated, lessened, or in such a way that they don't create so much havoc for so many people.
Excellent, excellent. In fact, you just put it better than I probably could have put it right there.
Well, you know, I was wondering if your listeners would want to hear some of the Nostradamus quatrains where he mentions this quake in May. Had you mentioned them on the air before?
No, let's hear them, John.
Well, okay. First of all, he goes, Enosige, I don't know what that means, Enosige, fire from the center of the earth shall make an earthquake of the new city. Two great rocks shall long time war against each other. After that, Arethusa shall color red the fresh river. And Arethusa being in literature an ever-flowing spring, two great rocks naturally refer to the two geolithic plates.
Hmm.
And then there's another one here,
right,
where he makes another reference, and here's where he talks about May. The sun being in the 20th of Taurus, the earth shall so quake that it shall fill and ruin the great theater. The air, the heaven, and the earth shall be so obscured and troubled that unbelievers shall call upon God and his saints. And, of course, the great theater may refer to Los Angeles, which, in effect, is the theater of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
and that's May 10th, the 20th degree of Taurus.
And in another quatrain, he actually does say May 10th. Let me see here. Oh, no, he doesn't say May 10th. That was it, the 20th degree. But here's another where he refers to the same quake. The earthquake shall be so great in the month of May. Saturn Caper, and I'm not sure what he means by Caper, because it could mean mid-heaven or it could mean Capricorn, but I'm not sure. But and
I think it's Capricorn, yeah.
Well, but in the French he goes Caper, and there's no equivalent, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Saturn Caper, Jupiter, Mercury in Taurus, Venus also, Cancer, Mars in zero. Now, that isn't exactly what we're going to see in May to the degree, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
He predicted these things hundreds of years ago.
Well, Mercury and Taurus and Venus and Cancer all occur in that month.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Saturn and Capricorn, yeah.
Yeah. So,
John, why don't you share with the public which books you have published?
The book that I have out now is The Astrology Diet, which is talking about food and how to prepare and to eat in accordance with your astrological sign, which I think is very helpful, you know, not only for weight loss, but for health and for feeling better, more spiritually in tune with yourself and with the universe.
Can they get that at the Bodhi Tree?
Yes.
All right. God bless you for your call. I always appreciate it when other astrologers pitch in.
Well, thanks for the time.
And thank you for listening.
Okay.
Bye-bye. John Stevens, astrologer and author, comments on the quake. Now we'll go to Patty on line number 2, who is a double Gemini. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Farley. I was just going to call and tell you I'm a double Gemini. I was born in St. Paul, Twin Cities, and I have twin sisters.
So you're Gemini'd out totally.
All over the place. Well, I went.
And you also rooted for the Minnesota Twins to win the World Series.
Well, I'm not a baseball fan.
Okay.
Not since Harmon Killebrew.
Yeah.
And
you were also born on D-Day. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, we'll hold it at that.
Well, I wanted to ask a question about my twin sisters. They're born 5 minutes apart, and they're very completely different people. Would that be the rising sign, or?
Yeah, 5 minutes difference does change the rising sign by one full degree.
Ah.
Sometimes the rising sign changes about 3 or 4 minutes, so one could actually be 2 degrees off, and we call the individual degrees of the zodiac the Sabian symbols. And each degree does have a sacred significance as far as uniqueness and illusion of separation. So as far as that goes, somebody with a 17 Scorpio rising, believe it or not, if they grew up with an 18 Scorpio rising, what we would call the astrological vibratory rivalry would create vast personality differences.
Yeah. So you can't get two charts for the price of one.
Well, you know, if you want to get finicky, then you should get the separate charts to see what,
because they are so different.
Uh huh. Now
they don't even look alike.
I have actually seen charts of twins that were revived simultaneously at the same minute.
Uh huh.
And their personalities are also different because, see, what we're dealing with here is a genetic effect, a biological effect on the bodies, and also the fact that two individual souls with two different karmic experiences in the past have chosen an astrological vibration that would give them similar choices in this lifetime. But it doesn't mean that see, just because they were born with the same charts and the same bodies charged in the same ways, just because they look the same, you know, just because twins have the appearance of looking identical, oh, no way, they're not identical at all, not in an energy sense.
Right.
See, so even two twins with exactly the same chart and exactly the same rising, it'd be like you and me getting in two Corvettes that looked identical. You might drive yours off the mountain, and I might just go on, you know, on a cross-country trip at like 40. What? I'm just kidding. I don't think you'd ever drive it off the mountain.
I had a comment about, well, not about the earthquake exactly, but I was thinking of, there's a lot of doom and fear of the end of the world, and I like to think it's sort of not the end of the world, it's the end of the Piscean Age, and it just feels like the end of the world. We're about getting ready to jump into something new.
Well, nothing is final because the universe is eternal and we are all immortal.
Exactly.
So, you know, every ending has a bright beginning.
I like that.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Attila, a comment on the earthquakes. Hi.
Hi, Polly. How are you?
Fine.
I want to comment on Notre Dame's prediction about the earthquake.
Yeah.
He predicted exactly in May 23rd, 1988, and it says Saturn is in Capricorn.
Yeah.
Jupiter, Mercury in Taurus, Venus in Cancer, and Mars in 0 degrees. And if you look up ephemeris, Venus going to be retrograde.
Okay.
And every retrograding planet brings out a negative effect.
I see. That's true.
And Edgar Cayce, he predicted what previous caller said about Vesuvius is gonna be erupt 3 months before the big earthquake in California.
All right.
And Vesuvius erupted the last time 1944.
Got it.
And you know, nobody mentioned a date, you know, because look up in ephemeris. So Nostradamus' prediction, by the way, was 100% sure.
All right.
Whatever he predicted, it was exactly right on time.
Thank you.
You have to take him serious, I guess.
I guess we better be aware of it. Thank you, Attila.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Susan on line 5, a Capricorn Leo rising. I hope you joined the club, Sue.
Thank you, Farley. I'm enjoying your topic today. My question is, I've been on an intense spiritual transformation the last several years, and I'm just starting to come back out there this year, and I'm wondering if you can give me an idea of what's happening in my chart.
What do you mean you're coming out there?
Well,
you're...
I've been real isolated, and I haven't been participating out there in the world.
Are you frightened?
I'm sure there's some of that.
Was there an injury inflicted emotionally on you from a past relationship?
No, relationships are fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a health thing that's kept me down, and that's kind of led me into this change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been on hold, and I'm getting back out there looking at doing things and just wondering.
You want some good news?
Yeah.
Well, Jupiter is going to go into your 10th house this year, and it shows the biggest career surge possible in 12 years, mm-hmm. So that should help.
Right.
And you can be a dreamer sometimes. Sometimes your shattered dreams or letdowns get to you, then they could really depress you or make you feel bad. It's almost like being upset over nothing, because if you let an unrealized dream get to you, then that can hurt you. You know what I mean by being kind of like a perfectionist or somebody that may expect too much from the world and from people?
Yeah.
So you're going through a big test right now in that area with Saturn, Uranus, and Mars all square your Neptune. So it's real important to try to keep things easy, keep things basic, stay positive and confident, and try not to make anything too intense in your life, in my opinion.
And how long is that aspect?
About a year.
The whole year?
Yeah, it focuses on this month.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. All right, let's go over here to Jean, JB, on line 7, Capricorn, Scorpio rising. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
How's my favorite astrologer?
Oh, God bless you. I hope you... You enjoyed the show today?
I did, and just a point of information, Japan did have an earthquake in January on one of the more remote islands. It was quite heavy, too. It was a large one in the 6s.
Da, 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 da.
Listen, I need a little help.
Yeah.
I have a son, 26 years old, who's got four planets in Gemini. He's born in Gemini, moon in Gemini, Venus in Gemini, and something else. I don't know. In his midheaven, he's really been going through some difficulties.
When's his birthday?
June 11th, 61.
Well, how's his friendships and his goals? Does he have any?
The thing is, he's presently in custody, shall we say.
Wonderful.
You know, it's been a real bad time for him. It's been a real sad situation. And he's facing some very difficult...
Can I tell you something? The prisons are filled with people that have overdosed fixed stress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said he has June 11, 61. Number one, he's a master number, so he's going through all this for a very important purpose. I hope he's not trapped there for long. Number two, Venus in Taurus, Mars in Leo, Jupiter in Aquarius, Uranus in Leo, Neptune in Scorpio, bingo. He wins the tough guy prize, and usually somebody that's too stubborn and has too much pride to not take a chance and get in trouble for it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to have to learn to be humble and selfless and loving, and I hope this lesson will help him adapt to being more spiritual too.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go. Good luck.
Thanks, Farley.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Earthquake Watch continues, so keep your eyes open. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you real soon. How about weekdays on KFOX 93.5 FM at 12 noon. Bye, everybody. And wear your seatbelt.